Welcome to the Be the Adult podcast. Be the Adult is a nonprofit organization that provides blueprints for calm and effective parenting so that children can grow into their best selves. Because ultimately, we aren't raising children. We are raising little people who will one day be adults.
Hello, Nancy.
Hi, Marisol. How are you doing?
I am doing well. It's our last episode of season one.
I have mixed feelings.
Can I start by saying how proud I am of you? Because I've kind of been on you for a few years to get you to do a podcast. I didn't originally think I would be on it with you. I just wanted to produce it. And you had some resistance.
You could say that.
And here we are, and we have finished. We have spent zero on marketing this podcast, mm-hmm. just by word of mouth. We've already had close to 1,000 downloads. And this information is evergreen, so it's there for anyone who wants to go back and listen to a concept. You did this. You know, you did this. You did this wonderful Be the Adult organization, and now you've created more content to share with the world. So,
well, I appreciate that, and my heart is full, and I'm actually fighting my tears back. And I want to say we did this.
Yes.
So, and I wouldn't be here if it weren't for you.
For me nagging.
Well, it's a gentle shove. But that's what we all need. We all have what we call resistance that, air quotes, keeps us safe, we mm-hmm. think. But I just needed the encouragement to be vulnerable and put myself out there. And I've grown so much. Oh, here go my tears. I have grown so much from this experience working with you and the feedback we've gotten. And I'm so thankful for the opportunity.
This is personal to me. I believe in divine timing. I've kind of just given up on the concept that I have control over anything except myself.
Yes.
And when we first got together to form Be the Adult, the nonprofit, I needed these concepts because I was recently divorced. It was a few years, I think, after my divorce. But just working on creating this content helped me with my children. Mm. And fast forward however many years later, doing this podcast with you and revisiting these concepts, not only as we podcasted, mm-hmm. but then as we edited and then as we published, mm-hmm. I definitely believe in divine timing because it was almost crazy how I remember when we published the, I believe it's episode 2, the Be Calm. Mm-hmm. Lord, did I need that message. That my life sort of imploded in that week. And that happened a couple other times with other concepts where I needed to hear our podcast and then circle back with my kids and be like, oh, God, we need to have a talk.
Well, the way I look at it, I appreciate that very much. And I'm so glad you've gotten what you've needed. In Gestalt, we call them figures. So things that hold energy for us. Mm-hmm. And when we are aware, which you were, of what your figure was, right, in the moment of being reactive instead of being calm, you were more aware of your stuff, and then you were more open to seeing and hearing the things you needed to see and hear to help you with that.
Yeah.
And I really appreciate that because to me, that's where I want all of us to go because we're all going to screw up. All of us are going to get reactive. All of us are going to need some help kind of regaining center.
Yes.
But it's just having the awareness that that's where we are will allow us to then move forward.
Well, I wanted to review quickly the concepts. And
perfect.
I like to think of these as these episodes as seeds.
Love that.
And we've planted some seeds because just listening to it once isn't the work. Mm-hmm. It's the seed. Mm-hmm. And then there's the work, which is a little more challenging for us.
Right.
But there's also infinite numbers of resources that people can find on any of these and just grow in anything that they need.
Absolutely.
All these concepts. And And then I wanted to talk a little bit about why we're so passionate about it, and then discuss our future plans.
That sounds great. I just want to kind of heighten something. Mm-hmm. So, listeners, as Marisol reads these topics that we've had on the podcast, so they're the pages in the book, the ideas in the book, notice in your body what happens when she reads each of the subjects, the topics. Just notice. And notice if there's a shift in your heart or your breathing or your if you're holding tension somewhere, if your mind leaves. Because typically what holds energy for us is where the work is. Mm-hmm. And so if you can just even use this exercise that Marisol is...
And always remember to be kind to yourself.
For sure. Yes.
Because...
Yeah. Notice, I appreciate you saying that, because when we notice, we don't want to judge. There's a huge difference in noticing what's going on with me and just holding it and being curious about it versus noticing it and judging it and beating myself up and why do I do this? I shouldn't do this. Or,
I'm a bad parent.
Yeah. All those negative thoughts, which lead to not so good feelings, which lead to kind of very unhealthy behaviors.
The opposite of what we're trying to
do. Right. Mm-hmm. So I appreciate that. So really just notice and hold and be curious without judgment, because the judgment, the bat, when we beat ourselves up, is going to stop us from moving forward and doing the work. So.
And again, you've actively chosen to listen to this podcast. You're already taking steps in the right direction. Mm-hmm. You're listening to this episode. So you're already, in my book, you know, you should
you're on
pat
your way.
Yourself on the back.
Absolutely. You rock in my book too. So
okay, so the one of the concepts we discussed, which is, I think, appropriately the first one, the first stepping stone, is staying calm.
And the reason that it's the most important, because it's self-regulation, which is one of the most important things we're going to supposed to teach our children, how to self-regulate, how to stay calm, centered, grounded, be in the whole part of their brain.
Mm-hmm. Be present,
mindful, so we can respond. Any words you want to use? Mm-hmm. Because when our brain's offline, the smart part of our brain's offline, all of these other things that we talk about, you know, it's going to be hard for that to happen.
And this is an amazing gift, not just for your children, but for yourself. Mm-hmm. I feel that my friends validate for me a lot that they're surprised by how calm I am in my life with, you know, when things happen.
Right.
And I'm not calm all the time. I have lost my shit plenty of times, But I do feel that this is a gift to stay calm and to realize where in my body I'm keeping tension, where I'm holding my breath. Mm-hmm. When, you know, what I refer to as my Latina comes up.
We all have names for it, right?
Yes. And this is a gift for yourself. It's for your children, but it's a skill that you can take with you for the rest of your life.
Yeah, absolutely. Because really what it is, when we can calm ourselves down, we can use everything that we have in that moment to try to take best care of ourselves and then our relationships, right? And so it can be with our children, with any dynamic, that any context that we show up in life, we have a much better shot of having a healthy interaction when we are self-regulated, when we're calm. Otherwise, if you picture, and I believe I talked about this when we visited this subject in depth, otherwise I'm going to be hopping through life on one foot, and it's, you know, going to get exhausting. And then my fuse will become short. I'm going to be knocked over. And then I'm going to react to that. And it just starts the downward spiral.
Yes. And, you know, the last thing I'd probably like to say about this concept is there are infinite ways or tools for you to find what's right for you. That's where I think, you know, this is our seed. Mm-hmm. And then it's on you to go find what works for you. What works for me might not work for, I mean, you're a runner. Mm-hmm. That's something you do. That's not something I do unless
I stay sane. Yes.
I meditate. I do yoga. Mm-hmm. That's what I do. I journal. I have my spiritual practice that is very important to me and grounds me for mm-hmm. the day. I'm really big into morning routines. Mm-hmm. I think let you set the day. Don't let the day set you.
Absolutely.
That's me.
Setting intentions.
Yes. Uh-huh. I have a whole, you know, process.
Whole toolbox.
A whole toolbox that I've constructed over the years that feeds me.
Right.
Prayer was not something that was involved when I first went down this road. Now it's a huge part of my life. Mm-hmm. So find what works for you. Find the tools. And I invite you to, it's kind of fun to find what works, what mm-hmm. works for you. Mm-hmm. Because you learn more about yourself.
Absolutely. And I'm just going to piggyback on that. And I would own this to your children, just like all of this, right? Just say to your children, hey, I'm feeling like I'm standing on one foot right now, or I'm feeling angry, or I'm feeling sad, or I'm feeling scared, and I need to center myself. So I'm going to go bake cookies. I'm going to go journal. I'm going to go walk around the house 15 times. I'm going to go tear paper. I'm going to go meditate. So it normalizes it for your children, increases their awareness functioning of the importance of bringing ourselves to a calmer state before we engage. And that modeling, again, is really the most important piece of this.
Okay, so our next concept we discussed was behave gently, which seems so obvious. I think I could probably say most of our audience might believe that they do this inherently all the time. Mm-hmm. We're human, so I'm going to say maybe we don't. And this is one I know that might cause parents anxiety because they never want to see themselves in such a negative fashion that you might have, what's the word I'm looking for? The opposite of gentle, harshly.
Harsh, yeah.
Behaved in a harsh manner.
Unhealthy.
That's a hard, it's a hard thing to look at. Mm-hmm. But I know I've had to do it, and I've had to apologize. Mm-hmm. And it's something that I think universally we all don't want to do.
Right.
So I think it's worth paying attention to that.
Yeah, because most of the time sorry, I'm getting emotional, so I'm losing my smart brain. It creates vulnerability, right? So if I have to own that, I have to point the finger back at myself, which is hard for all of us to do, whomever we are. And it's one of the most important things we want our children to do. So if we're unwilling to own when we behave harshly, our children won't either. Mm-hmm. And then that's going to cause a lot of problems for them, obviously, but also in our relationship with them. Mm-hmm. And so this is one area where, there's many layers of, there's that word again, of negative consequences when we act harshly. So it's important to really be aware and own it and try to make amends and move forward. Yeah.
And that leads us right to our next one, which is hand in hand, speak kindly. Mm-hmm. Please use kind words, mm-hmm. even when you are upset, because hurtful words can't be taken back.
Right.
We dove into that in pretty great detail on the podcast. Mm-hmm. And it's as important as the previous two steps.
Right. Both using harsh hands, mm-hmm. Being physical, and also harsh words, wound. Mm-hmm. And the wounds look different, are experienced differently, but both are just as negative.
Yes.
And it's traumatic.
Yes. Mm-hmm. That's the word I was going to use, traumatic. Our next two concepts, listen to me and accept me for who I am. Those two are huge. I love in the book that we have the pictures that go with it. There's mm-hmm. a picture of a son saying, screaming out, "Listen to me." And it's amazing to me how much our children want that.
Oh, yes.
even when you think that they don't, like when they get to those teenage years and you think they do.
My body is chill. This is so important. Yeah. Yes. Yeah. When we feel that people hear us, especially the most important people in our lives, let's just say the parents in this moment, we feel good enough. And when we don't feel good enough, you know, we don't feel like we matter. And if we feel like we matter, then we're going to really, you know, not be able to show up as our best self in the relationship with our parents and in the rest of our life. And so really showing our children that even though we might not agree with what they have to say or how they're saying it, mm-hmm. that how they feel is valid and how they feel matters to us because they matter to us.
And accept me for who I am. That's huge. Please always treat me like I'm good enough for you. I mean, these two, and I'm not the therapist, so correct me if I'm wrong, but these two, to me, scream worthiness.
Yep.
If you don't have these two, you may grow up with a sense of you're not good enough. I'll speak for myself. I didn't have either of these. I didn't have the first four
right.
in my childhood. And, you know, unworthiness was a huge, huge mountain I had to overcome. Mm-hmm. And that's what these two scream to me.
Absolutely.
If you can give these to, these are gifts to your kids.
Yes. And Marisol is a beautiful example of how just because we didn't receive these as children, and so we might not know how to give them to our children, we can learn, which is what we're doing now. And accepting our children for who they are, even if it's not who we want them to be, mm-hmm. is difficult. It all comes back to vulnerability and
Yes. And I think I might add, and I'm making this up, but I feel like maybe our generation, I'm, you know, 46. I should paint with a broad stroke. Maybe didn't grow up with these concepts in our home. We didn't learn these. So,
right.
you know, we were kind of the generation of be seen, not heard. did I say it right?
Be seen, not heard.
Yes. Yeah. And so these might be foreign to us. So mm-hmm. it's worth learning, though.
Yeah. And I want to bring up a quick point that when we start getting into this work a little deeper, a lot of us feel defensive when we look back and feel like we're blaming our parents. That's kind of a normal mm-hmm. reaction. And we've mentioned before, and I'm just going to mention it again because I don't think we can mention it enough, that we really try. We're not perfect, but we really try not to blame parents. Mm-hmm. Our parents did their absolute best with the tools and level of awareness they had and how they were parented and how their parents were parented. And we are doing our best, all of us. That means you too, listeners, right? With the tools and level of awareness that we had. And we're trying to grow that and change and increase our toolbox and increase our level of awareness. Go ahead.
No, yeah. I was just going to jump in that, you know, when you get to a point where you have accepted that, that to me is grace and forgiveness. Mm-hmm. And when I had that with my parents, it was huge. It changed from a victim mindset to mm-hmm. what a wonderful gift they gave me because that those hardships or those challenges, I became the parent I am today. Mm. I wouldn't have the relationship I have with my kids if I hadn't gone through the things I went through. Mm. Mm-hmm. So I do sound like I'm blaming my parents. I'm not. I'm just using it as an example mm-hmm. of how maybe some people might feel.
Yeah.
But I completely agree. I think everyone, even the person doing what you think might be the worst case scenario in parenting is doing the best that they can with the tools that they have.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
So these, I think now the rest of these become a little easier, I think. Not easier to do, but
more objective.
More objective, less like looking in the mirror, more like skills.
Right.
Praise me in my efforts mm-hmm. and create structure and hold me accountable. I would highly recommend you save the Create Structure and Hold Me Accountable episode and listen to it at the end of the school year and the beginning of the school mm-hmm. year. I know I need to do that. Mm-hmm. But both of these are, you know, praise me and my efforts. I think it's worth a listen to again, because I think sometimes we're misguided in how we try to praise our children. Mm-hmm. And Create Structure and Hold Me Accountable.
It's a game changer. Oh,
it is. And it's, for me, I think I said it in the original episode when we talked about it, this is one of my weakest links. Because I'm excellent for the first 2 weeks of something, mm-hmm. of creating, and then it kind of just mm-hmm. slips by.
Absolutely. So. Kind of like New Year's resolutions, right?
I don't even make this anymore.
Yeah. yeah, and so we really want to remember, positively reinforce your children 3 to 5 times a day, bare minimum, each adult in the household. Really important to have grace for your children and to focus on their positives so they learn to focus on their positives. And just remember, our brains aren't wired to focus on the positives, so this is going to take a lot of effort on our part to do this. Just write some sticky notes, some reminders to do this, but you'll really see the benefits, and it'll help children feel good enough and then want to continue the behaviors. Go ahead.
No, I was going to invite our listeners. You know, one of the reasons I love that we did this podcast is you can go back and revisit these.
Yes.
Because I'll forget that I'm supposed to do this mm-hmm. 3 to 5 times a day. So it's a good reminder. And, you know, chunk it down. All these concepts to try to start doing it today might be too much. But, you know, start with the be calm and then work your way through, but mm-hmm. revisit these as needed, I think.
As often as possible.
Yeah.
Yeah. I listen to things that help me often. Mm-hmm. Often is not strong enough.
No, I know. I know the Brené Brown video on vulnerability and shame. Mm-hmm. I think I listen to it like once a month. Mm-hmm.
And another great one from her is The Difference Between Empathy and Sympathy. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. It's a cartoon. It's 3 to 5 minutes. And when I lecture, I often play that because it's so impactful. I've even shown a lot of kids that video so they start learning the difference.
Brené Brown was the inspiration. Her work was the inspiration behind the book I wrote for children.
Can you tell listeners the name of the book?
It's the first book in the series is The Name Game, and the series is called Adventures in Learning. But she was the inspiration about shame, you know. Mm-hmm. So
it's fantastic.
Yeah,
highly recommend it.
Thank you. So the next two concepts, encourage my independence and make time for me. Again, both very valuable. Everyone can do it. Excuse me. And, you know, the make time for me, sometimes people get a little stressed out about it and they think, honest to God, it's not that much time in the day. You can do it. 5 to 15 minutes, but of real authentic contact mm-hmm. makes it's a game changer.
It really is, because again, at the core of it, it's showing our children that they matter to us, and that even though life's crazy and everything else is really important, they are the most important, or he or she are the most important to us, and they're not going to believe us unless we make the time. They truly don't understand what it means to have to work to put money to put food on the table and bring money, and they kind of get it, but they still are going to feel hurt by it mm-hmm. if we're not making the time. And own it with your children and schedule it and say, you're so important to me, I'm so sorry, I've been so crazy with work and these other things, I want to spend time to you, let's schedule it. I've got 5 minutes tonight. My hope is that I can add more time to that, but I just want 5 minutes, just you and me with no phone or anything, just connect because I want to know you. Mm-hmm. It's beautiful.
And on encourage my independence, I will say, listen to that one. If you have young kids, I would highly suggest listen to it now, incorporate it now, because I have kids getting ready to go to college. I'm like, there's a couple things I need to encourage a little more before
all of us
before they leave. So both of these are wonderful concepts to follow up on. Then we have Guide Me and Earn My Trust. Both of them huge.
Mm-hmm.
Huge.
Yeah, trust is the foundation. It creates the safety. And if we don't have safety, if we don't believe that what our parent says is true, or if our children don't believe us, it's going to be really hard to form a close, strong relationship.
I will say, you post on our Facebook and Instagram, mm-hmm. you come up with these posts. And we've talked about how the engagement on them might not be so high, and why. And I think I've said to you, it's probably because it's really hard to like something that challenges mm-hmm. you as a parent. And I know more than once I've taken a screenshot of it and sent it mm-hmm. to the kids. And sometimes you'll pose a question. I think the last one, you pose something like,
would our children choose us as parents? If not, why not?
Oof. And when, when I saw that, I was like, you know, I was going to be scared to ask them, but I did. I sent it. Yeah. but Guide Me and Earn My Trust. If you're incorporating these steps in your life, in your relationships, when you post those things, you'll get the responses that you want, you know, or not, but that's information. That's data to
right.
correct.
Yeah. When without the awareness of something that's not working for our kids, now here come my tears, how are we going to change it? Right. So if we truly want to believe ourselves that we want to become better parents, we need information from them. We're doing our best. We can't read their minds, what works and what doesn't work for them. So we really need to ask and check in, and that's pure vulnerability. Mm-hmm. It's really difficult. I've gotten some of the most shocking responses from my kids, and while it might not feel good in the moment, I thank them, mm-hmm. right? Because then I have information that I can choose mm-hmm. to do something with or not. And then when I choose to do something with it, what a beautiful message I'm sending my children.
Yeah. There have been a few that I've sent, and I've gotten, you know, the response that I would want. And some where there's just silence. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, oh, man.
Yeah, the do you trust me?
Yes.
Yeah, some parents are like, of course my kids trust me. Well, how do you know that?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So my intention with the posts is to find the line where people still want to keep reading the posts, but it's also...
I feel like when you feel uncomfortable with mm-hmm. something, that's a sign.
It's where we can grow, mm-hmm. right? In my Gestalt training program, they called it our growing edge. I've always loved that. And so that's the place I'm trying to help people find. What is my growing edge? What is where I can still, where's the space where I can still sit in that enough, right? I can mm-hmm. handle sitting in it, but yet it's not comfortable. Mm-hmm. And that's where I can grow.
So our next two, apologize to me and believe in me. I think I shared it with you. I've gotten a few comments on this, on our apologize to me episode. So people really resonated with that. I think more so in the realization that they didn't get that in their mm-hmm. childhood. So mm-hmm. they didn't know to do it.
Sure.
And it was very eye-opening. So I highly recommend Apologize to Me, or all the episodes. But that one seemed to have resonated with a few people. And Believe in Me, you know, being your child's biggest supporter. Sounds easy enough.
Well, going through all of these steps helps our children really feel mm-hmm. that we believe in them mm-hmm. because we want to help them be their best self.
Yeah. Which then turns into the next two, love me,
mm-hmm.
which is why we're listening to the podcast, because mm-hmm. we want our children to go out in the world knowing that they are loved and cherished and
good enough.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Which leads us to the last concept that we did last week, live as your best self,
mm-hmm.
which I've said, you know, this right here is the core reason I'm personally so passionate about Be the Adult. So
yeah, it's one thing about that, right? We all make mistakes, all of us, but it's what we do after that,
mm-hmm.
right, that will either help us live as our best self or stay stuck. And we really want our children to live as their best self, so we need to teach them that you're going to screw up. They're all going to make mistakes. But then what? Mm-hmm. How do they handle it? How do they grow, or do they grow? How do we move forward, or do we move forward, or do we stay stuck?
Yeah, I say mistakes or challenges or shit, whatever, since we use that analogy or metaphor throughout the season. All of that is an opportunity for growth. Mm-hmm. That's how I've come to, you know,
reframe it
for mm-hmm. myself. Mm-hmm. Even in the hardest of times, even, you know, when I'm on my knees with, you know, a level of stress that I could not imagine, I know whatever challenge I'm going through, there's something eventually I'm going to be grateful for. There's some lesson I'm going to learn, mm-hmm. something that's going to make me stronger. So that would be my advice.
Yeah, because if we don't reframe it, if we just beat ourselves up and stay in mm-hmm. that shame.
And we stay stuck and we don't do anything.
Stuck. Unhealthy things happen. Our shame increases. And then those behaviors that aren't so pretty. Mm-hmm. But if we reframe it, we can feel empowered to do something. Mm-hmm. The reframe needs to be authentic. Mm-hmm. We don't want to bullshit ourselves. Mm-hmm. But we can always find a reframe yeah. that feels better, that is more empowering, which will then encourage us to learn and grow from our mistakes, from our challenges.
Yes. So I want to take a minute to, you know, discuss why you and I are so passionate about Be mm. the Adult.
Do you have a year?
I've alluded throughout the season that I did not have a Norman Rockwell upbringing. So, you know, just to highlight, first generation American, socially, economically, am I saying that right? Poor, mm-hmm. working poor. Seven, my parents separated. And I've alluded to, it wasn't like we sat down and said, children, you know, lovelies, we're breaking. No, it was get in the car, we're moving to Miami.
Wow.
Dad will be here in a couple months. Dad never came back. Nine, I had my oldest brother, who's 18 years older than me, was killed very traumatically. And justifiably so, my mother kind of lost her. She was hopping on one foot.
Can't imagine the trauma.
Yeah, can't. Yeah. Yeah. And she, when I say she did the best she could, now looking back, I can accept that and mm-hmm. understand that, because I don't even think she had a high school education. She was from Honduras. When I'm saying she did the best she could, she was doing the best she could.
Which doesn't mean that it felt good or you liked it.
Oh, no, it was... Right? It was
but it was her best.
Yeah. It was emotionally traumatizing. It was physically traumatizing. I'm laughing because I had a shitty childhood. Mm. But, like I've landed on... I knew when I... You know, when I had children, I was very clear that I did not want to replicate my childhood, mm-hmm. but I didn't know how. Mm. And meeting you, learning these concepts, practicing these concepts, and then being invited to join, you know, Be the Adult, the organization, and help with the creation of it, has been a gift. My mm. kids even say it's a gift. Mm. You met them at the, or two of them, at the festival, or at the barn dance.
Great kids, by
the way. The older ones, who I reference in the podcast, I don't reference my youngest one because she's still in school, but my older ones are about to be 18. And, you know, one of my morning routines is gratitude practice. I have a very big gratitude practice. The biggest thing I can think of to be grateful for is the relationship I have with my kids. Not my kids. That's there too, but it's the relationship I have. It's not perfect, but it's authentic. Mm. And, you know, these tools help me have that and mm-hmm. help me. These were seeds for me to go find the things, the tools that I need to live the life that I have. Mm. I started podcasting because I wanted to do something creative. I wrote because as a child, that's what I wanted to do. That was mm-hmm. my dream. Mm-hmm. Relationships, everything in my life, where I am today is the best version of me. Mm. I'm not saying it's perfect. Sometimes it's a shit show, but I show up the best way I have in my life. Mm. And that's why I'm so passionate, because that's what I want for people. It's not, you know, sometimes I have that inferiority complex that, why am I on a parenting podcast? You know, my kid just did X, Y, and Z, like, you know. But what I do want for people is that realization of living your best self for yourself and for your kids. Yeah. So that's why I'm passionate about Be the Adult, and, you know, why I love being part of the organization.
May I share my experience hearing you? Yeah. Listeners can't see, but I was touching my heart and fighting my tears back and just so appreciating you and, you know, where you are now. And what I want to say is, you said you appreciate the relationship you have with your children and how meaningful that is. And what I want to say is the relationship that you've created with your children. Because to me, that's the most important piece here, because you wouldn't have that relationship unless you've had the awareness, had the pain, did the work, and continue to do the work. And I'm just thanking you from them, and from me, and for the world, because more kids we can send out into the world who feel good enough and have grace for themselves can have grace for others. So thank you. And thank you for your vulnerability and doing this with me and sharing your story. And
So why are you passionate about being the adult?
So we're changing it to me now. Okay. Oh, one more thing. I want you to know that I see you and hear you. And I'm thankful that the world can see you and hear you through this, your podcasts, your other podcasts, your book, and all the other things. So thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah. Why am I passionate? Now's when my brain gets flooded, because I live, eat, and breathe this passion all the time. So it's hard for me to condense it, but I'll try. And I'm going to fight my tears back. I want all of us to, here we go. I want all of us to learn how to hold our children's hearts. That's what it comes down to. And, they're born with no history that tells them that's not safe to hand their hearts over. And so I want, all children to feel good enough. I want all children to have grace for themselves. I want all children to feel safe in their family of origin and go out in the world and feel like they deserve to be in relationships that perpetuate them feeling good about themselves. I can't tell you how often I'm reminded through my work of the importance of this, and how my children, they say it in a kind way, but they'll say to me, you know, we'll talk about, oh, the sky is blue, and they'll say, well, that's started in the family, right, Mom? You know? And I'll say, yeah. It's a silly example, but I truly believe that almost everything begins in the family, because that's our children's start, and it's our responsibility whether we give them a start to life that feels good, that calm water, I'll bring it full circle, or give them a start to life where they're trying to survive and where their pool of water doesn't feel good. And so while it is a huge responsibility, the value for ourselves and the peace and joy we can get from that, there aren't enough words to express what that can feel like to us. And I also believe there aren't enough words to express the value in giving that gift to our children. So was that clear enough?
That was beautiful.
Condensed enough?
Beautiful. Well, I would like to wrap it up with some thank yous. Thank you, Nancy, for creating the Be the Adult organization. Thank the listeners.
Yes, thank you.
Actively chosen to listen to us this season, and we really appreciate it. We have a few asks. We would love for anyone who would like to sponsor us to go to our website, betheadult.org, and sign up. we have an announcement for our barn dance for 2020. It's November 7th. So if you're local to Wilmington, and if you're not and you just want to come to Wilmington,
it's a blast.
Be on the lookout. And season two, we will be back for season two of the Be the Adult podcast in August 2020. Mm-hmm. And we are asking our listeners to go to our website and send us questions or feedback. Tell mm-hmm. us what you'd like to hear more of. How would you, if you have any questions, anything that you would like us to discuss.
Some suggestions would be wonderful.
That would be great.
Yeah, some things we did that worked for you and some things we did that might not, because we're always growing too.
Yep.
And please pat yourselves on the back, because just listening is growth.
Yes. And we are a nonprofit, so we really, if you have listened to any of these episodes and have gotten anything from it, which based on the feedback we've received, mm-hmm. there have been a lot, I'd really like to ask for you to subscribe, to give us a review on Apple Podcast, and to share. We are a nonprofit, and we just want to get this message out there to help yes. anyone who it can help. So if you could share, subscribe, and review, we would greatly, greatly appreciate it.
Absolutely. And one thing that's in the works right now is our book to read with your children is being translated into Spanish.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. So we should hopefully have that by the beginning of the next podcast
yes.
to share. So we're excited about that.
And if you would like a copy of the book that we've referenced in season one, the one that is illustrated by children to these concepts, go to our website, betheadult.org. And you can go to the donate button, and it's free. Mm-hmm. The book is free.
You don't have to donate to get a
book. You don't have to donate. Be nice. You don't have to. And get yourself a copy. And again, if you could spread the message, be part of our journey, we would greatly appreciate it.
Yeah, because my goal and Marisol's goal is that this becomes a movement, mm-hmm. that we create more adults in this world, because we certainly need them.
Yes, yes. Absolutely. Nancy, thank you very much.
Thank you, Marisol.
Congratulations.
My gratitude is huge. And congratulations to you for all of your accomplishments, including this.
Thank you. Bye, y'all.
Bye.
Thank you for listening to the Be the Adult podcast. Please follow us on Facebook and Instagram. And don't forget to rate and subscribe to our podcast. A special thank you to a few of our Barn Dance Barbecue fundraiser sponsors for their generous support. Brett Tushingham Wealth Strategies, Coastal Carolina Radiation Oncology, the Valentino Family, the Law Office of Jeffrey Porter, Emerge Ortho. See you on the next episode of Be the Adult Podcast.